alive.
Is that a horse hanging? Yep, that's a horse hanging from that tree.
That's a horse hanging from the tree.
Can you imagine seeing that shit just driving by, though? Like, is that, that's a fucking dead horse hanging from a tree. All right.
I see how they do it on this side of town.
Well, okay.
Okay. Well, whatever. Like people are driving, people are trying to drive around just to look at Christmas lights, and they see a dead horse hanging from a tree
covered in Christmas lights.
Oh shit! Okay,
I think we made the wrong turn.
We're on that side of town. Damn. Anyway, okay, I'm recording now. A new episode. I know it's big time stuff. All right, what do you guys want to talk about?
Big Time Rush.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite Nickelodeon show. Big Time Rush.
Is that Nickelodeon?
I don't know. I thought it was something like that. Some kids shit. What did you guys used to watch on sick days, home from school? Like, you know, you'd stay home from school.
Price is Right.
Yeah. Price is Right.
Price is Right. I remember watching a lot of
what was the shit? What was the car your dad had before the fucking Toyota?
The Taurus?
The PT Cruiser.
You about said loser, didn't you?
Ah, look, he won a PT Cruiser.
When they were like kind of a novelty.
I didn't really get to stay home from school when I was sick. The only way I get to stay home is if I was like projectile vomiting. I just got sent to school.
Who?
Everybody else. I don't feel good. You can stay home, sweetie. Wyatt, I need to go to the emergency room. I guess you can sleep on the couch today, bud. Okay.
Who is preventing you from doing everything? I'm just going to ask. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Both my parents, because nobody wanted to fucking deal with it.
Oh.
Just stay home.
Were you a difficult child? Like, what was the deal? I'm just trying to get to the heart of it.
I don't know.
Like, who hurt you?
Just like, who hurt it? Dad didn't want to go out and do anything. Dad just wanted to stay home. Mom didn't have time to do anything. She was too busy dealing with my dad's bullshit. So I just got left in my room.
Got it.
That's about it.
Let the shadow people watch him.
Yep. Yeah, yep.
I watched I remember watching like a lot of Little Bear too. Little Bear was on like when we were kids, like,
oh yeah, Arthur and Magic School Bus and shit.
Those were good, like stay home sick shows.
This was they had some stuff on Nick Jr. like later on that came on like after 7:30 that I never really got to watch, but when it was on in the mornings and it was early enough I got to, it was like The World of Richard Scarry was fucking good.
That show is good. Yeah. I like that a lot. I was a big fan of that show.
You know you're a badass when your last name is fucking was Scary and you make children's books about a baboon when your name is Dick Scary.
Dick Scary. It is Dick Scary.
Oh, God, for Scary Dick.
And we got an episode name already. Dick Scary. The Busy World of Dick Scary.
The World of Scary. Dick Scary.
I remember there was like that cat named Huckle. I think the cat's name was Huckle or something like that. Or
and there was that him and the pig.
Shuckle.
And,
yeah. There was that worm.
Fucking the worm that had the fucking helicopter car and
yeah,
shit.
He had like the green hat. Yeah. That show was awesome. Yeah.
He was. I think the dude was German from what I remember.
I mean, it felt like a very German kind of show. Like it was very weird and just kind of.
Hello, my name is Richard Scarry.
My name Dick
Scarry. Look
at
my books. Do you Dick see? Scare. Do you see the baboon? The baboon silly because he steals things. Look, he's a bad man, but he don't know he's silly.
I think we can just let him go, Chris.
Oh no, Papa!
Oh, sorry, Mom. Ears are on.
Yeah, that's nice, hon. You can go play outside.
That's great, honey. Mommy, I'm bleeding. That's great, honey.
Oh, ow. Busy World of Richard Scarry, like that. Yeah, that was a. It was for kids and stuff, but like there's something, there was like an awareness about it that like kind of played to older kids too. Like, yeah. I liked it a lot.
Well, and like they continued it too. There's like a series that was just like two of the other characters, and then they made one later that was like 3D or some shit. Well, they kept it going.
Yeah, there's one kind of recently. It might even still be on. Yeah, it's called like Busy Town Mysteries or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lazy Town.
No, Busy Town Mystery. I think it's Busy Town Mysteries. I think it follows Huckle the cat, and then like, yeah, probably a few of the others.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Fucking Richard Scarry ripping it in like a 20-year career.
But it's not like that Berenstein guy. What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing? Yeah. I think those people are dead. The Berensteins.
But the butt stain bears.
That and the movie Shazam. My favorite
thing about those books was this was when Photoshop was still like pretty early and there wasn't a whole lot of internet yet. And Photoshop was like magical at that time. So somebody was editing like all these children books and it was all the Berenstein bears.
Like stuff they're doing and shit.
However people want to say it, but it was like there was one, the original book was like too much TV.
Yeah.
Because they'd gotten a TV in their house. And the edited version was too much porn. And it's just the edited out the kids. It was just the dad staring with his eyes blacked out. And another one was like Berenstein Bears kicked in the dick. And they just edited it to look like the sister was kicking him in the fucking dong.
Oh, that's good.
They were great.
Yeah, those
now that I've been talking about it, they had a cartoon for that shit too.
Oh yeah, and Michael Cera was Brother Bear.
Oh god.
Yeah. And it,
so there's
again,
an episode that's always, oh my god. So there's an episode that's been burned into my mind from that. It was one of the ones where it was like the brother, Michael Cera, was playing hockey in it. And there's like the big scary goalie. And you found out that like later on it was a girl. And it was a girl that liked him and he got all freaked out.
Oh.
And I'm like, is this why I like tall women?
Oh, it was probably like a, didn't they kind of play with that on like, was she nice then, or was she a bully?
No, she was really nice.
Oh, okay.
No, she was, like, nice, but she'd get really angry, really, was, like, quick to anger.
Kind of like on Hey Arnold. Wasn't there that big chick, that big scary chick?
Yeah.
They kind of played, and then she ended up being, like, really kind of nice and stuff. But yeah, Wyatt, that's probably why you like tall chicks. I don't know.
I'll protect you, but I'll also kill you in your sleep if you wrong me.
I'm turned on.
I'm afraid and horny. Oh dear.
So horny.
Oopsie.
I came.
My pants are soiled.
My pants are tight.
My pants are tight.
The tightening of Wyatt's jeans. A Hallmark story. Rated R.
Oh god, brought to you by Wrangler.
Brought to you by Durex condoms.
Oh no. And Lee dungarees.
Never just leave home without them.
Whatever happened to that fucking Lee dungarees doll?
I don't know.
Probably got whatever, left in that fire in that commercial.
Whatever happened to my innocence? That's what I want to know.
Did we ever really have that? Slowly learned that we're all giant pieces of shit.
Well, like when I talk about like shit I used to watch on sick days when I was a kid, like to me that was like the most innocent time, you know, like when you're like watching Shining Time Station and just trying to figure out what Schemer's up to next.
Oh, Schemer, you fuck.
You scamp.
What are you doing?
In actuality, he's like a con artist, you know? Like
yeah.
But just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think once you hit like 10 years old, then you like cease to be innocent, I think. You're like, oh, I kind of understand the world.
I get it now. That's bad.
I heard you can get high if you snort the dust on like moth wings.
Whoa, what? All right.
Holy shit.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Not that, like, I wasn't paying attention to, like, anything. I was spacing off at the wall, and I looked at my screen and realized I caught Zapdos, like, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, damn.
I was just randomly, like, spawning X, because X selects the Pokeball and A throws it. So I just keep clicking it as I was doing other shit, and it's like, Zapdos has been added to your Pokédex. I'm like, oh, neat. I did something.
But what about the moth dust?
I deserve to be in here.
That's rip a line. What?
You guys want to crush
I hear him faintly mumbling. So I'm like, what?
You guys want to crush up some moths and snort them?
Moth or moth balls?
I think that'll kill you, my friend. Yes.
Yeah, didn't they say eating packing peanuts would kill us? Weren't kids doing that?
Have either of you shot a real gun?
No.
Like a non-BB gun?
Nope.
Nope.
Me neither. I don't think we're those kinds of people either.
What, Republicans?
Hey, ha-cha-cha. For Trash Party Aftermath, I'm going to get my ass kicked later. Raisin Canes, you ever had that? Whoa.
I'm too poor.
I like Raisin Canes.
I haven't had it. Jen kind of, she offhand, promised it to me yesterday, but she slept in too long after her weddings.
I'm more of a church's kid.
Oh, gosh. I've never been. It's I've only heard about it from Jen's family and shit. Is it really greasy?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's like Chester's, but with more spice.
Ricotta.
Something more than just salt and pepper.
We have salt and pepper. No Creole, no nothing. No. Whoa.
You know the stuff that Wyatt keeps in his work truck?
No, that was the fucking last driver. You keep telling me about more condiments he hid in my fucking truck, and it's gnarly. I keep finding them and throwing them out.
Is it the tornado guy?
No, kind of. There's another guy. It's the one that used to be on this route.
Oh.
And he collects ketchup packets instead of buying a bottle.
And he fills an empty bottle at the house from the ketchup packets he grabs from everywhere.
That's more work than it's worth.
No, you're wrong. He don't do that. If he did that, that would make more sense. He just leaves them all in his fucking backpack. So if he needs condiments, he goes to his pantry, the backpack.
So, Wyatt, it's the second person you've known who keeps, food in a backpack. Remember that kid who kept the peanut butter in the backpack? Didn't you have a friend?
Yeah, still do, kind of.
Short Brian or something like that.
Kind of looks like a Brian, I guess.
Thick Brian.
Look out for Thick Brian.
Look out for Thick Brian. Tell him Thick Brian sent you. When's the last time you guys called your father's daddy?
Well, I don't give you $20 if you call my dad daddy tonight when we go eat in 45 minutes. He will
fucking look at me
beat the shit out of you.
He'll beat the straight out of you.
Fuck, did you just call me Nancy?
Did you call me daddy? I love you, daddy.
He doesn't talk to me.
Oh. I thought you guys were spending quality cousin time this weekend together. No?
That doesn't mean he's telling me his feelings.
Oh.
He just goes to his room and plays video games and asks for V-Bucks. He just goes to his room and asks for V-Bucks is all he's been doing.
What's V-Bucks?
Yeah. The Fortnite currency.
Money. Oh, I'm flossing right now, so... Hold while I floss.
Hold this while I floss.
Hold my beer. Hold my G Fuel. What do God. Is there a specific drink or food that the Fortnite kids drink?
Probably G Fuel.
Yeah.
The sad thing is it's probably G Fuel.
Hey, here's a trend. Yeah. Oh, here's a trend maybe you can fill me in on. Is it a thing amongst gamer kids, men, to wear tank tops, sleeveless shirts? Is that a gamer boy thing?
Like the streamer guy Tyler 101 always wears sleeveless because he's 4 foot tall and is built like a school bus.
Well, for instance, Susie, Aaron's wife, Mortimer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like her store, like I saw a few pictures of like clothes that are in there and stuff, and like there's like Aaron models for it or whatever. But like
right.
the sleeveless, like the cutoff shirts, like is that something like adult men? Maybe it's like a gamer community thing. Am I? Because I don't know much about that. Like, what's the fashion like?
I look at Wyatt.
What the fuck?
I'm just
you're
asking.
A gamer.
Like, is it a thing? Like, is
I
wearing
don't know.
Like
I wear fucking tank tops during the summer. That's about it.
I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy. So like, I don't know about. I never show my arms.
I don't. If it's hot, I'll fucking wear a tank top. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
It's just if like, it's hot, I just go shirtless.
I was just asking, like,
shirtless.
Because I noticed that, like I think the Grumps, like, they sell stuff that's like that too. And it's like, is this like a thing that like I don't know about? Like, is going like in a tank top like kind of like a?
I think it's mainly because the tank tops they can sell cheaper because it's less fabric.
Okay. But I just thought, is this like tailoring to like the gamer boys, the streamer boys?
Yeah, I have no clue.
All right. Never mind. I mean, we're hitting that almost.
It's like not a regular tank top. They're always like, it's a t-shirt design where we just didn't sew the sleeves on.
Okay, so the gamer tank top, maybe I just don't know about gamer wear.
All right.
I'm
lucky to wear pants anymore. Fuck, let alone tank top.
I've just learned to love gym shorts anymore now.
Okay.
But I am a t-shirt and what Chris calls juggalo shorts kind of kid, where I wear my cargo shorts that are like down to my fucking ankles.
Jinkos,
jorts.
Yeah.
The John Cena.
I can't see him.
Yeah.
Personally. Like, I.
Surprise.
Maybe I'll find some, like, instances of, like, the tank top being popular. Like, I feel like I've seen that Markiplier wearing just, like, a tank top on a stream or something like that. Maybe tank tops are more common than I give them credit. I always assume it's more comfortable to wear a shirt with sleeves. Are you guys still there?
It may just be a preference. Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, if it helps, I don't really have any armpit hair, so I don't give a shit and I can wear a sleeveless shirt. Not like somebody's goatees are popping up from under my arms. So.
Hey, Chris.
If that's a hindrance.
Chris, why would he confess that?
Oh, I've been fucking shaving my chest since like fourth grade, man.
Yeah, I'm still trying to grow a fucking goatee. You had it when you were nine.
That was because of all the McDonald's food hormones that they pump into the food.
All the steroids.
I grew a healthy pair of tits, too.
Oh my god. That's a healthy pair of tits on you, boy.
Nice tits, boy. Justin, you're my fucking good luck charm, man.
Okay, alright.
I'm like just aimlessly not paying attention, and I just caught Articuno, too.
Nice.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm like, what did I catch? I looked back up at the screen. I'm like, oh, cool. I caught Articuno. All right. Got this part of the story in the game done. Finally.
How does Wyatt help you along? Is he a good luck charm? Is he a curse?
We trade the exclusive backs and forth.
Oh.
And yeah. I try to get him to complete the Pokédex.
And then I scream.
What would you say if like you walked into a room and flipped on the light? Hold on.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
Hold on. Jesus Christ.
I'm laughing at my own stupidity. Hold on. What if you walked Jesus into a room? Christ. You walked into a room, like your living room, and you flipped on the light and like you saw Pennywise the Clown having sex with the leprechaun?
Jesus Christ.
Like a leprechaun?
No,
or like
the leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Like, I'm the leprechaun. him. What if?
Oh, he's hitting me pot of gold. I'm out. I'm fucking out.
He orgasms and it's and like, would your coins go everywhere?
The question is, would you join in?
Yeah, what would you do?
You want to go get some clown mouth?
Getting joining in. All right.
Would you film it? Would you try to kill one of them? Would you just let him go?
Be like, hello, authorities. There is a handicapped man and a midget in my house. I'm sorry, a little person in my house.
Did you say a handicapped man?
Yeah, I'm Pennywise.
He's not handicapped.
Okay.
Yeah, I have this, would you call it like an ancient monster in the form of a clown? Fucking another ancient monster.
I have this celestial being that took the shape of a fucking clown in my house. And
I don't know. Going on,
but there's a leprechaun here looking for gold.
It looks like Tim Curry fucking Warwick Davis. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Could you just get someone over here, please?
I require assistance.
Send an exorcist. I don't know.
All right. Send Jesus from the Ghostbusters title.
Send Jesus.
Send Jesus. Can you send the Pope with like an Uzi? I don't
know what's gonna take care of this. Get Stephen King, because
can you get Stephen King and his dog, please?
Can you get Crujo over here? I don't know.
Crujo.
Send the cat from Pet Sematary. Is that? All right, Chris. You doing any better? Am I helping? Am I still helping?
Yeah, I'm almost there, buddy.
let me whisper some things. The McRib is back.
I know, I've been waiting for it.
Where is it? What's going on with it? Is there like a story? Like, why isn't it back?
I don't know.
Get the McRib Finder app.
Oh my god.
Apparently that's a thing.
I just pulled a bucket pull and it says JNCO jeans. I think we just covered that a few minutes ago with Wyatt's new gimmick.
JNCOs are fucking fantastic.
I never even liked the button up shirts that everyone had growing up.
What?
Like the JNCOs, the shirts and shorts. I never had any or had desire to buy any.
I didn't know they made shirts.
Gordmans.
They used to have the ones that Tech wore, flame shirts and shit, were all JNCOs.
It was around the same time all the skating shit was popular and tech decks were.
And all the kind of overweight kids just bought these, like, Guy Fieri shirts.
Yes, shut the fuck up.
I can skateboard too, kids. And it's got, like, flames on your shirt.
I didn't skateboard, it hid my tit. That's all I cared about. And then I can breathe and not sweat in my shirt.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I did another bucket pull and it says junior high underhanded flop up of my man boobs by a bully. You know when like a bully would come up, you know like a bully would come up to you and like flop your tit?
What was that fucking called? It had a fucking name. Beef tip or something? I don't know.
No one did it to Chris because he would beat their ass, but I got it. You know, like when you're in that awkward puberty phase.
Most of the time, they'd just look at me or they'd realize, okay, we're just not going to him.
Yeah. But like, you know, a kid would come up and be like, hey, fatty, and then flop your tits. Yeah. Fuck all those kids.
No, thank you.
Anyway, back to skateboarding.
I have these sweet tech decks.
Oh my god, and I just
lose the wheels and screws.
I think I'm like, Chris, I think you should keep playing your game because I just pulled one that says PacSun Fashion. I think we're on track here to like, I think we're foreseeing the future, Chris. I think you're going to catch a level 100 Blastoise.
Crabs.
You guys, I don't know how to tell you, but I have polio.
All right. Does this mean I have to go to work tomorrow?
No, it means you can't walk anymore.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm walking. Just have a very difficult fucking time. I'm just falling.
Do you guys ever do that arms?
As long as I can still chase waterfalls.
All right. We're really off the rails here. Anything goes.
Is that one of the songs playing when everyone was getting lucky at the birthday party?
Where I saw someone come up from under a table with like a sweaty face.
How class parties go for you, Wyatt?
Yeah, Wyatt. Do you ever go to a friend's birthday party and everyone's hooking up in the upstairs of a garage?
You realize it's just an 80-person group orgy by the end of it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That ever happened to you?
That's pretty much what it was. It's a sad thing.
You leave the party with your butthole looking like a push pop.
Oh my god! What are you doing at these parties? Stop!
Had a huge one because his birthday was like around Halloween.
Yeah,
and it was like in that garage his dad's just built.
Yeah,
an upstored like rec room and like a skate park underneath.
It was like a badass garage that his dad built. Yeah, it was awesome. And they had these big ass banger parties, and then like kids were fucking finger blasting up there. I think
I was literally it didn't matter what group you were in at school, like nerd, athletic, whatever. It's like he invited everyone.
Yeah, that was what was pretty cool about him.
All
like,
inclusive fuck pot in my dad.
No, it really was. There was like we graduated with like 80 kids, and his party's solid had like at least 60 there.
Yeah, they were. Everyone was there.
And it was like people were blasting at each other and skateboarding and basketball, food, everything. It was like okay.
People making like out a group. I shined a flashlight on a corner and there were like three kids making out with each other.
All I got to do was go to Sarah's birthday party at the fucking Y. It was me and girl, and we were the only guys.
And now he's dead.
Yeah, that's
well, true. Not going to a party with Wyatt.
Yeah, wow. You wind up dead. You wind up a corpse.
Wow. Round up crashing my car into the side of a. Yeah! I finally got the credits. This is a good day. All right. Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
You're doing these banger bucket pulls, and I just got the credits for the last of the DLC on Pokemon. It just says the end on my screen.
Oh. Well, we can close with this. Did you ever threaten to move out of your parents' house or run away from home?
No. Did you?
No. One time my parents were fighting real bad and I ran out of the house, but I just ran to my backyard. Because I was
hit under the trampoline.
Yeah, I actually went back there and I got on the trampoline and I was like, I just can't take this anymore. That's not a healthy note to go out on. Wyatt, what did you do?
I didn't get that, but I got one of the days where I didn't have a key for the house yet because I wasn't old enough. Yeah, I know. Shut the fuck up. Huh.
So you were 17, 18?
Like fucking, no, it was like 8. No, I'm sorry. It was like 10. And my dad was supposed to be home and he wasn't there. So I sat out on the porch for like fucking 3 hours.
Oh.
It's dark out. My dad pulls up with the headlights. I'm just sitting there and he's like, oh, fuck. I forgot. I went to the bar. I'm Dad, I'm fucking hungry and I'm cold. I mean, 10-year-old Wyatt, I'm hungry and I'm cold. Why weren't you here?
Oh, dude.
Because I didn't have a phone. Nobody was home next door. So I'm like, well,
Do you still talk to him? Because I wouldn't. Your dad.
My dad?
Yeah.
I didn't talk to him for a long time.
I wouldn't be talking to my parents if they treated me that way. I'm just saying.
I talk to him like about once a month.
Yeah, that's all he deserves.
Because if I talk to them, if I talk to him more, I get the okay, whatever, bye. I'm like, okay, so I just don't talk to him. He's like, you can come over at any time. I'm like, no, because I tried that once and you booted me out after 15 minutes. I'll just do my once a month show ups.
Sounds like they didn't want to have kids, to be honest.
I unironically they did. I just don't think they realized what it took to do it and the time it would take.
Yeah. It's not your fault, obviously, but I mean, you know, it's like,
right.
I'm telling you why. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't do this, man.
Don't you do this to me.
It's not your fault. Yeah. Well, what about
they'd have taken more responsibility, I probably would have known that you have to study for ACTs and SATs.
Oh, dude, I got a 17. Yeah.
I would have. Yeah. Fucking. I was decent in school and high school, but I didn't know. They're like, okay, SATs and ACTs are coming up, so you guys should study. I'm like, study with what? What am I studying with? Where do I get these books?
Honestly,
I just got the internet. I don't know what to do.
Nobody really framed it correctly for me either, and I just kind of thought, like, I didn't know the impact of those tests. I didn't know it was going to be a big deal. I just thought they were kind of like another standardized test. You know,
I just thought it was that, yeah, like, this is to show colleges if they want you or not. And I'm like, well, I ain't going anywhere.
Well, I mean, then if you go to Sandberg, they don't give a shit about your ACTs when you go to when you transfer to a bigger school. So it didn't even matter. But and right. I knew I was going there anyway. Right. So it's like, who gives a shit? What about cannibalism? Right. Would you eat another human if they were cooked?
I mean, do you eat your toenails and your boogers?
No, I've never ate toenails or burgers.
Burgers.
Don't eat people. Don't fucking eat people.
All right. Well, he really derailed me there. Back in the bucket.
Shit.
Just one of them days.
So we got like 15 minutes and I gotta go.
Okay, I was gonna end it now, actually, so... Chris, you have a banger to go out on?
No. I need the bang, yeah.
But.
All right, we're sending out the message. If anyone wants to bang Chris, his number is 555. All right. His number is 555-6969.
Wait. You lied to me. I thought it was 344-8011.
That's, well, yeah, you can reach him there as well. He'll tell you the time and the temperature, and then he'll want
to telling Wyatt about that today. I remember that shit. I used to have to call it all the time.
Well,
to get the time.
It's funny that I mean, but you used to call it all the time, and then nice. didn't it cost like money, or was it just a normal phone? Okay, it was.
All right. I'm assuming dinner's done because my mother is calling.
All right, tell Julie hi. Give her a kiss for me, Wyatt. You call Rudy Daddy. And we'll be good.
Record it.
Yeah. If you can do that and then record yourself running away. Okay, I'll let you go.
Bye.
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 Trash party aftermath.
Bye. Trash party.